I have this book. Like I said, I want everybody, whether you're single or married, get this book. It's A to Z of Marriage. This book I wrote to the women, coaching them about how men think and how men appreciate love. Because when I say love your wife, love your husband, that's very vague. What does that mean? Pastor, if I say love your wife, what does that mean? It's vague. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If I say wife, love your husband, it's vague. So we broke it down, A to Z, in alphabetical order. What love is supposed to mean to a man, what love means to a woman. So the way it happened, I wrote to the women, telling them how men want to be loved, A to Z, in alphabetical order. My wife wrote to the men, telling them how women want to be loved, A to Z, and it's the same book. I'll give you some examples. A, I told the women that one of a man's major needs is acceptance. That's the A here, acceptance. If you are going to help a man, you must first accept him for who he is. Most women trying to confront men. You don't gain much confronting men. Men are fighters. When you confront them, they see you as an enemy. When you become their ally, they see you as a friend. When you are by their side, you can tell them anything. When you are in front of them in terms of confrontation, even if you are saying a good thing, they will still fight you. They know you are right, but you are in their front as war. And they are created as fighters. Acceptance. Most women secretly, let me tell you in case you know, when most women meet a guy for the first time and they think they will like this guy, in their mind, they've already started changing the man. Say, this is beard. We'll remove it. This is this thing. His teeth, will sharpen it. Because one is too long. In their mind, they've reshaped you. They've changed everything. Because women are like that. So, but that's nice, but you must first accept him for who he is. When he knows he's accepted, you can get him to change anything. But when you want to just tell him to change something from nowhere, he just resists change. Because he doesn't want to be controlled. You must first come as an ally, accept him for who he is. He eats and he chews and he makes loud noise. Leave him first. Let him enjoy. Let him feel at home with you. Let him feel relaxed with you. Then you can get him to change it. You can say, can you imagine? Those people now, they will just think you are not touched. They won't know that you are smart. That's just the way you like to eat. And you must do like it's not bothering you. That you don't mind. I know you just enjoy it. That's why you do it like that. But by the time you come and say, see you disgracing yourself. Is that how your mates are eating? He will just defend you. Say, this is how I want to be eating. It doesn't, he will defend the ground. Acceptance. You must accept the guy first. He will change faster when he knows he's accepted. The A for women, we taught the men that A for women is attention. Women like attention. All right? If a woman walks into the room, you need to stop whatever you're doing and notice that she has entered. All right? You can't just greet her by the side. You are with your friend, she enters, you just greet her. No, stop. Say, hey, baby, how are you? Give her a peck. Give her a kiss. Now, you're talking about married people, though, okay? You know, give her a hug. Acknowledge she has entered. If she's talking something serious to you, switch off the TV or pause the TV or leave your phone and look at her. Don't just be talking to her and be saying, I'm here, I'm here. No. Women like attention. I guess what I'm saying, give her attention. You must notice her. She can't go and make her hair for 4 hours and come back. You just greet her and pass. You need to stop. Stop whatever you're doing. Look at the hair very well. I said, this your hair is so fine. Attention. Focus. I get what I'm saying. Let me give you H. Everybody should go and get the book. H. Let me look for my H. Yes, H. I told the women that men need help. H is for help. Even God himself said, I will look for a helpmate for him. Men need help. Men's life are not as organized until a woman enters. If you go to a man's house, where he pulls his shoe is where he will leave it till he needs that shoe again. Where he leaves his socks, he will leave it. Where he leaves his spoon, he will leave it. Men's life need help. Once a woman comes, she will help him organize everything. Help. Men were created like that. They are rugged. So H there, I told women, when you come, help him. Okay, he doesn't remember to brush his teeth. Help him. Help. Because women say, I don't like him. He has body odor. Do you like him? If you like him as a person, buy Isaiah. Mix it with the toy. And charcoal. Buff him. You marry with you, you get better. Help. The H, my wife taught men, the H is that women like humor. Women like people that can make them laugh. I'm telling you, most men underestimate that. If you make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything. You must make her laugh. So, you must make her laugh. So, men, you must be ready to make a fool of yourself sometimes, just to make her laugh. One day, my wife was having a bath. My wife is kind of a person. Don't tell anybody. This one I'm telling you secrets. Everything I share here about myself, you must not tell anybody. Do we agree? Wait, if you don't agree, I'll continue. I won't say it. Do we agree? Don't share anybody to me and you. So, my wife went to, she's kind of a person that before she has her bath, she has to bring out what she's going to wear. So she brought out all her clothes and went to have her bath. By the time she came back, I was wearing her underwear lying on the bed. Top and bottom. It was very annoying, but it made her laugh. What's the point? Women like you to make a fool of yourself sometimes just to make them laugh. They like to laugh. Women enjoy to laugh. So even if you are not a comedian, it's important you put a smile on her face every day. Somebody get what I'm saying? Make her laugh. I'll end with just one more. R. Please, everybody should get this book. It's a good book. R. R, I told women that one of a man's major needs is respect. When you respect a man, you can make him do anything. There's a lady called Abigail. I did a teaching with her called The Unforgettable Woman. There are women, men, some men meet, they will never forget. There are some women, men will meet, they will never forget. Years after, they'll still be remembering and talking about that person. Abigail was that kind of a woman. When David met Abigail, David was already married. When he met Abigail, the impression was so strong that the moment Abigail's husband died, the first thing David did was to go and marry her. She was already married though. He was already married though. But that encounter with Abigail, he didn't forget it forever. Women, you need to get that my message. You need to be that kind of a woman that if a man meets you once, he will not forget. Abigail met David. She knelt down to greet him. She called him Lord 14 times in one discussion. 14 times. Called him Lord. There are a lot of things that make him an unforgettable woman. One of the things that also made her unforgettable was that she knew David's dreams. She was able to tell David, say, don't come and kill this guy. No need, because you know you're going to be king. God has said you're going to be king. See, there's nothing like a woman that knows her man's dreams. So how are you praying for your husband when you don't even know his dreams? There are many women that don't know. We did a test. In our marriage meeting, we always do a test. So we ask women that, what will your husband do if he has 10 million naira? Some women didn't know. That means you've not been talking to him. You've not been listening to him. You need to know what his dreams are. Because how are you even praying if you don't know what his dreams are? So Abigail already knew David's dream. Even though he wasn't married to David, she knew David's dream. That David was anointed to be king. So she told David that, don't come and dirty your hand there because you'll be king one day. Yeah, but I had different points I mentioned that made Abigail special. David didn't forget that woman. The moment her husband died, David went to see Maria. Unforgettable woman. Respect. Men love respect. You can make a man do anything if you tell him respectfully. You can even insult a man respectfully and he will accept the insult. Respect. Then we coach the women. I mean, we coach the men that the R for women is romance. Women like romance. And listen, romance is not expensive. Romance doesn't need too much skill. Men, I'll give you a quick tip what romance is. Romance is simply doing the normal thing in a special way. The normal thing you will do. Just make it different. Make it special. That's all romance is. Anybody can be romantic. And most men undervalue the place of romance in a relationship. Because for men are rugged. If you want to buy me spoon, just buy me spoon. Give me spoon. Is it the right spoon? Is it the color? If I can even go together and go and buy it so that you don't buy the wrong one. That's how men are. Men are practical. Women are not like that. If you want to buy her something, you can't carry her and go and buy it. You have to surprise her. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Normal thing in a what? Special way. So you want to buy her perfume. Don't go and meet her and say, "Ne, you told me you like Givenchy. This is the Givenchy. I bought it for you. See it here. I kept it here on your cupboard. This is it. Come and spray it now." No. No. When you buy that perfume for her, number one, you must even listen to know the kind of fragrances she likes. So don't even ask her. Listen or check her fragrances and know something, the kind of fragrance smell she likes. Go and buy it. When you buy it, don't wrap it in camouflage color. Wrap it in a nice color. Then don't just come and give her that, "Hey, see perfume." No. Go and hide it somewhere she would normally see it. So that's what I did. One time when I bought perfume for my wife, I hid it somewhere in the kitchen where I know she would normally go. And she was searching something from the kitchen. She now found perfume wrapped already with notes inside. You understand what I'm saying? It's the same perfume that many men buy for their girlfriend and just buy. But don't, it's same perfume, but you deliver it in a what? Special way. That's all romance is. The normal thing, but you're doing it in what? A special way. That's all. You and her taking a stroll, hold her hand. Some married men don't hold, they've never held their wife's hand. We're taking a stroll, say, I don't want to hold, I want to be swinging my hand. Are you a soldier? So I don't want to hold anybody, I want to be swinging my hand. Your mate are in barracks, you are here. Normal thing in a what? Special way. Romance is easy. Everything you are going to do before, do it. But this time, do it. Just put some, make it special. Make it special. It's very easy. I remember one time, I need water if you don't mind. I remember one time, my wife's birthday, I think that one is open already. Give me that one that is open already. My wife's birthday was coming up. I think it was a major birthday that was coming up. Sorry, guys. My wife's birthday was coming up. So, I just said, instead of just, because before that time, I had promised her that the first time I'll take her to America, I'll fly her business class. Now, I wasn't this well-to-do then, so I didn't have that kind of money at all. At all, self. Even economy money, I didn't even have. But we just got our US visas, and I told her, look, whenever we travel to this America for the first time, I'm going to fly you business class. See, men, you must learn to make promises like that. Whenever you decide to bless your wife, God honors it. You need to know this. So I'm cheap. I'm giving you this as exposure. It's not even part of the message. Anytime. See, the time I promised my wife that I'll fly around the world. I'm doing that now. To tell her anything, God is talking by faith. Don't go and say, manage me like this. So you know, I don't have anything. Women like to fantasize. You can't come and be spoiling their fantasy by talking. Then manage me. You know, say, manage me like. No. Don't talk about your present. Talk about your future. If your present is not sweet, describe your future. That one is sweet. Hallelujah. Don't think there is humility. If you don't like your present, don't talk too much about it. Talk about your future. Women like you to paint pictures. Women like you to paint pictures. Don't come and say, manage me. No. Say, don't worry, honey. We might not have rent now. We might not have food now, but the time is coming. Those restaurants on the sea and the highs, I will take you there. I will fly you business class. Women like that. Because women live in a world of fantasy also. They are meant to dream. Don't come and spoil their dream. I say, no, man, I just be drinking garri. No sugar. So let me get back to my juice. So I thought that the first time I'm going to go to America, I'm going to fly you business class. I didn't know how much business class ticket was. But I was just declaring by faith. So her birthday was now coming one time. We had never been to America. And it was going to be, her birthday is in September. So it was going to be a period where they were doing Joyce Meyer conference. Joyce Meyer is one big American minister. And my wife likes Joyce Meyer a lot. So I said, it would be good to fly her for that Joyce Meyer conference. And it's going to be a surprise. She won't even know she's flying out. I'll just take her to the airport. You know, surprise. My brother. Her birthday is in September. September is part of summer. And summertime tickets are very high. I didn't know that. So I caught this vision beginning of September. And the birthday was in September. And if you're buying tickets when it's close to travel, it's already high. If you're buying it in summer, it's triply high. So I was doing everything wrong in terms of the tickets. So I didn't tell her I was planning to surprise her. By the time I started asking for price of ticket, I surprised myself. It was me that was surprised. That time, this was many, many years ago. I don't know how many years, but it was more than 10 years or something like that. It was very long ago. That time, ticket business class for one person was about 1.5 million naira. One person. And two of us would go, that's 2 point something. And this was that time, not today, not 2 million naira of today. That time, 2 million naira was like 20 million naira. It was a lot of money. That was the price. I surprised myself. So after I checked, I didn't get. I went to meet her. I said, honey, I was planning to surprise you, but the price of this ticket surprised me. So like, that would have been so nice and everything. The moment I said that and left, the Holy Ghost told me, why did you give up? Why did you give up? You know, most times when you have prayed, God is already working on a plan. Sometimes we give up too quickly. God hasn't given up. So God told me, no, why did you do that? So I didn't tell her, but I went back and started looking again. And I called somebody I had not spoken to in years. I said, look, I'm looking for a business class ticket to America. The person said, I have. I asked the person how much. The person said, how much do you want to pay? I said, let's start from free. I want it free. Mm-hmm. I don't have problem. I don't have problem. And guess what? The person said, yes. You can have a ticket free. He said, but you pay the taxes, because in tickets, you have to pay taxes. He said, as long as you pay the taxes for the ticket, you can have it free. So we ended up paying 200K or so. Ticket of over 1.something million for one person, 200K. And guess what? The lady said, I have 4 tickets. So if you have any 2 other friends, see, you must have good friends. There's some friend that their head is good. If you walk with them, when favor touch them, they touch you. That's why you must be in a church like this. Hallelujah. So any favor that comes to Pastor Sunday and comes to Holy Hill, it will also drop on you. Somebody get what I'm saying? So basically, if you have 2 other friends, so 2 of my friends that were not, didn't have money to travel, they also traveled in summer to America, business class, with only 200K. So I got the tickets. So it was now time to surprise her. Yeah? Yeah, so I'm coming now. So she's spoiling the gist. Wait. So I bought the ticket. I know the beauty of the ticket was that, you know, we wanted to also go to London. So the tickets will permit us to enter London for some days before we now go to America. So plenty flex. But I didn't tell her I had the ticket. So the idea was that morning, I just like want to go and pick somebody at the airport. She won't be prepared. She won't pack. So we just went to the airport like that. Went, did like I was going to pick somebody and just took her to international airport and said, we're flying to America. Unplanned. And she was like, are you serious? I said, yes. And she said, but I've not packed anything. And you said, I'm going for a conference. I brought up my card. I said, you will buy everything that you need on the trip. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You buy anything. Anything you need, plus the bag you put them in, you buy everything. And women like cuckoo like shopping. So everything she wore for the conference, she bought it there in America. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the normal less travel, but make it special. Make it special. Somebody get what I'm saying? One time when she went to give birth to one of our children in America, you know, so I took her there to drop her in America. So I was coming back to Nigeria to do work, to do ministry work. So she was like, when are you coming again? I said, I'm busy, I'm doing ministry. So I'll come whenever you put to bed. I'm doing ministry. Now, I already knew I was going to come before that time. But I didn't just want to say, I'm coming on Thursday. Be ready now. It's the normal thing, but you do it in what? A special way. So one day, she was not expecting me to come. One day, I just sent her a message, hey, I'm going bike riding. I ride power bikes. So I'm going power bike riding with my guys. So in case you can't reach me on the phone, don't worry. I'm riding power bikes. She said, no problem. She knows when we're riding, we're not able to pick in phone. But I wasn't riding bike that day. I jumped inside plane. Landed America. The house she was staying, you can open it by key code if you don't have the key itself. You can open it by code. So I opened it by code, entered the house, and hid inside the house. So she came back from where she went to, and lo and behold, somebody appeared from behind. She screamed. For hours, she kept touching me if it was really me. Hallelujah. You see, that's the effect I want to create. Not that, I'm coming on Tuesday. Are you ready? Cook a goosey for me. Cook a... Nah. You have just wasted the trip. It's the normal thing. I was going to come before, but I made the coming what? Special. That's what romance is. Doing the normal thing, but doing it in a special... Same thing you were going to do before. Just put some spice to it. That's all. My wife is a gadget person. She likes gadgets. So she has always been saying she wanted one of the new iPhones that time that just came out. So I traveled. You see, I've taught you something that anytime you decide to bless your wife, amen, this cheap one for you, cheap one. If you want to be really rich and blessed and wealthy, honor your wife. It's in the Bible now, 1 Peter 3:7. It said if you treat your wife, if you don't treat your wife well, your prayers will be hindered. Meaning if you treat her well, your prayers will be going like express. It's all over the Bible. Malachi said the same thing. I don't have time to go into that. But men, cheap one. If you honor your wife, God will bless you. So my wife has been saying she wanted iPhone. All of us know iPhone is expensive, Abby. Especially the new one when it first comes out. It's expensive. So one time I traveled for something. I wasn't planning to preach. I didn't even carry preaching clothes. But I got to America. One senior man of God heard I was in town. He said, no, you're going to preach for us this Sunday. So I even had to go and buy suits and shoe and cloak. I didn't have any preaching thing with me. So I bought suits and everything. I preached for the guy. And after I preached in that church, they gave me $5,000. My brother, in any country, $5,000 is a lot of money. I gave him $5,000. I took a part of that money. I went to iPhone store. And I bought the new iPhone for my wife. And bought the watch. She's a gadget person. So she likes gadgets. So I bought the watch also for her.
Now, I've bought iPhone watch, iPhone phone. Some people will now send her picture and call her and say, honey, I've bought your iPhone. Nah, if you know me by now, you know I don't pray like that. So I landed on Sunday morning from airport straight to church. I'd hit the iPhone. So immediately I got to church where I was sitting. I put the watch I bought on her seat. By the time she came in, I had gone to preach. She sat down on the watch, brought it out, saw the iPhone watch. I was already preaching. She couldn't shout. And I did as if I didn't see her. I'm a holy man of God. You're preaching the Bible. That was in first service. It was only the watch I dropped. So she thought that was all I bought. And she would have been still happy. By second service, when she came and sat down, she sat down on the phone. Same effect. You know, I could have brought the two and say, I bought it for No, I don't do like that. So if you are wasting the effect of what you want to do, something that you do that is big effects, that will make you happy for a long time, you just bring it ordinary. I'm taking you out for a date. Till Sunday, you'll get ready. You have to know. Surprise her sometimes. I guess what I'm saying? That's what romance is. So everybody should get this book, all right? It's a good book. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can put your hands together. It's a good book. Good coaching. And women, don't forget, let me coach your husband all year round. The book is going to be available for pre-order from June 1st. It will bless your husband. I'll be coaching him directly.